The fast pace of life in modern urban economies is putting us under increasing pressure, which is undermining our ability to cope with the stresses in life. This now includes many of the developed and Asian countries, which until recently had a much gentler, relaxed pace of life. We are being stretched and stretched to our limits. It was once believed that the new technologies would free us of the drudgeries of life to allow us more leisure time. But this has not come about. Rather, they seem to have intensified the pressure and stress. We are, as they say, time poor. Day in and day out, we are subjected to the treadmill of keeping going round the clock, 24/7. So there's no need for surprise by the inevitable burnout. What are we going to do about this? Maybe you can choose to opt out of the rat race or perhaps retire to the countryside. The tree change. However, we don't have to do any of these. We don't have to remove ourselves from the situation and circumstances we happen to be in. The intelligent way to handle an out-of-control situation that is creating stress is to use skillful means such as meditation practices to manage the mind and one's reactions. Now is the time to take stock and see that even a stressful lifestyle is manageable. Knowing that if you don't do something about the pressure and the associated stress, you are likely to become a victim of it by default. It is very much like deciding to take on a fitness training program for your physical health. In the same way, you need to make charge and embark on a training program for the sake of your mental health and hygiene. So when you have decided to take up the challenge, start by committing yourself to a daily meditation session. If you are hearing this in a Buddhist center, you are probably familiar with some meditation technique, such as insight meditation or loving kindness meditation. The daily sit is in effect a form of mental hygiene, which allows you to passively discharge or ventilate the build-up of the accumulated stress and busyness in the mind. Do at least a half-hour sitting meditation at the start of the day before you get caught up in your busyness, as the benefit from this release of stress will become immediately apparent to you. However, this practice only acts as a safety valve. So while it is recommended for its therapeutic effect, unfortunately, the results cannot be sustained for long out of the formal practice. Very likely, when you are back in a traffic situation, the feeling of well-being from the concentration meditation will probably soon dissipate. So let us look at an alternative or complementary way, a dynamic meditative way to work with stress so that can be sustained throughout the day. There are two modes of meditation. Concentration base, as you would do in your daily sit, and the awareness mode, or vipassana. What is not so well known about the awareness mode of meditation is that when one has presence of mind, that is mindfulness, then one's mind state is wholesome and so is stress-free, which can, with training, be sustained in any life situation. So Vipassana meditation is the most appropriate tool to manage stress, which has become an inevitable part of modern life. A particular advantage of Vipassana meditation when applied to daily life is that it does not require any special place, equipment, or posture. In fact, it can be done discreetly without anybody ever needing to know that you are practicing it, as you appear to be doing nothing out of the ordinary. All that is different from your normal routine, but is not apparent to others, is that you can maintain mindfulness in whatever you are doing. When you are out and about in life, we can apply ourselves to what can be called situational mindfulness meditation, which is another way of saying use the circumstances and situations you happen to find yourself in as the practice environment. Whether this is the home, the workplace, or a public place. It is somewhat analogous to the sport of orienteering, where the objective is to navigate one's way through some terrain With situational mindfulness, the objective is to navigate your way through the busyness of the day with presence of mind, that is, mindfulness. In the relentless busyness, there is a need for the practitioner to have a reference point to anchor his or her attention to. This acts as an aid to help maintain presence of mind. Such a reference point can be a touch point on the body, such as a sitting touch point, but it has to be habituated so that you don't have to think about it. It has to become ingrained by practice, that is, repeated performance or repetition to develop the skill, until it becomes, as it were, second nature to you. Simple but effective, the practice of mental noting or labelling any action one makes is a valuable tool to assist in maintaining the focus on what you are doing. It supports the practice of keeping a thread of awareness throughout the day, as it is the continuity of awareness that deepens the practice. You would name a simple action such as walking, or sitting as the primary focus, and any other thing that took your attention, such as seeing, hearing, thinking, etc., as a secondary noted object. In this way, you will be able to stay focused on the experience at hand, using the mental noting as a guideline and support. We lose a lot of energy and create unnecessary stress through the random wanderings of the mind, especially when we are not completely focused on the job in hand. So awareness of the wandering mind itself has to be targeted, as it is leaking energy. Intellectual work is more efficient and is without stress when we are properly focused. Daydreaming needs to be checked by noting the wandering mind as thinking. If you are persistent, a lot of one's useless thinking will be inhibited and the mind will have more clarity. The way you relate to any superfluous thinking is as a witness, watching the passing traffic of the mind without being involved in it, until eventually you lose interest in it and the mind is naturally still when not engaged in any particular task. You could also be monitoring your mind states throughout the day, just naming them as they arise, without judgment. Happy, sad, elated, depressed, whatever. We are simply noticing, not doing anything to change them. When the mind states are not noticed, we tend either to indulge in them if they are pleasant, or resist them when they are unpleasant. By noticing mind states, we go with the flow, not getting stuck. Just being with the natural changes and rhythms of the daily activities. If you can sustain your presence of mind for 2 or 3 hours in the day, then mindfulness will noticeably improve. If you're so inclined, you can check the mindfulness every hour on the hour, as there is often much forgetting, that is, times when the mindfulness is lost. We regularly need to remind ourselves to be present as much as possible. One way to do this is to use a trigger to remind us to be present. For example, every time we make contact with water during the day, such as when washing your hands, brushing the teeth, drinking, watering the garden, etc., the contact with water will trigger or remind you to be attentive to what you are doing when you are doing it. These awareness practices should be integrated into your daily routine. While taking a walk, travelling to work, at a meeting, during meals. There really isn't a situation where you couldn't be doing one of or other of these simple awareness exercises. For just a little effort, the benefits are marvellously transforming. Your relationships, peace of mind, even your efficiency at work should noticeably increase. Stress that is generated when you are being creative has its place. But stress that is debilitating and causing suffering is totally unnecessary. So why not try these awareness strategies in your life, as all you have to lose is the stress? A useful way to support the self-management of one's mindfulness practice is to review the day's mindfulness work at the end of the day, perhaps by keeping a meditation diary. In this way, the patterns of your practice will become apparent, allowing you to make adjustments. avoid making negative judgments about the practice, as a reviewing will probably expose weaknesses. Reviewing also tends to come up with suggestions of new strategies that reinforce the awareness, so it is certainly a very worthwhile thing to do. Now that you are familiar with this teaching, are you inclined to use it at least some of the practices that have been suggested? It is certainly worth a try, as it will enhance your well-being, harmonize relationships, and will free you from unnecessary suffering and stress.